And this is the Como Morning News for your Wednesday. It's the 7th of November. Some clouds in downtown Seattle and 47 right now.
You sure made a lot of news yesterday, and you're in the middle of 10 minutes of nonstop news and election results here on Como News Radio, along with Manta Factor. I'm Greg Hirschhold.
Well, no victory or concession speeches last night in the governor's race, although Democrat Jay Inslee leads Republican Rob McKenna.
Como's John Rep is live at the update desk this morning with confident predictions from both men.
He's ahead by 50,000 votes, more than a million still remaining, but Jay Inslee told supporters he is well-positioned.
We can fulfill our destiny to lead the 21st century economy right here in the state of Washington. That's what we're going to do.
While McKenna says, hold on, the game-changing votes have yet to be counted.
Every private poll we've seen, I had a substantial lead among the later voters, and more than enough to offset the early deficit. So when all the ballots are counted, we believe we're going to win.
Look for King County to release more vote totals this afternoon. Reporting live, John Rapp, Como News Radio.
Both candidates may be confident, but Como 4's Brian Johnson says it will be amazing if Rob McKenna pulls off a win.
Of the votes counted so far, 29% have come from King County. And there, Inslee polled 60% of the vote and has a 70,000 vote lead at the present time, somewhere right around there. Of the outstanding ballots yet to be counted, according to the Secretary of State website, 35% of them are from King County. You add that number in, you factor it in, there is no way, barring a miracle or a major change in the late turnout, that Jay Inslee doesn't pull it out.
Como 4's Brian Johnson has covered elections around here for more than 50 years. This election was his last. He's retiring.
Here's one group that's feeling pretty good this morning. Supporters of same-sex marriage. Their campaign appears headed for victory.
And Como's Corwin Hake is live this morning on Capitol Hill.
And they partied long into the night up here on the Hill, Greg and Manda. But earlier, a packed house at the downtown Westin cheered results that showed yes on R-74, taking early 52-48% lead. Supporters say the campaign did a good job of reaching out to non-gay voters.
You know, I think once you get to know people who are in loving, committed relationships, they've been together for decades, they have kids, they're your neighbors, they're your coworkers, they pay taxes, and no one should tell them that they can't be married. I think that's really the big difference.
Zach Silk is with Washington United for Marriage. Now, if yes on 74 goes on to win, same-sex couples could apply for marriage licenses as early as December 6th. Reporting live, Corwin Hake, Como News Radio.
Meanwhile, the No on 74 campaign is not conceding anything this morning.
Not all of the votes have been counted yet.
Chip White is with Preserve Marriage Washington. He says if R-74 passes, the law will change, but the truth will not.
And the truth is that marriage is the union of one man and one woman.
He says civil unions already extend full legal rights to gay couples.
Como News Time 6:06. We continue our coverage of the election. Washington made history by legalizing marijuana.
Initiative 502 will allow adults to have up to an ounce of pot, and Como's town is Scott says it also allows the state to tax and regulate the sales.
The biggest opposition to 502 came from medical marijuana advocates who say the DUI provision in the measure will end up sending patients and just about anybody else who uses weed to jail. But Allison Holcomb with New Approach Washington, the group behind the legalization measure, says that's bogus.
Initiative 502 doesn't change our medical marijuana law at all.
Opponents say claims that 502 will bring in millions in sales tax dollars are false. I-502 is backed by most law enforcement in the state. Both sides agree. The big question now is how the feds will react to legal pot. Hannah Scott, Como News Radio.
By the way, that measure's passing with 55.5% of the vote.
King County Councilmember Bob Ferguson is leading fellow Councilmember Reagan Dunn in the race to be Washington's next Attorney General.
Well, wait till you hear what happened at Dunn's election party in Bellevue last night. Here's Como's Carlene Johnson at the update desk.
It is indeed the Democrat, Mr. Ferguson, with a healthy lead of about 6% right now.
Now, our campaign did not have a $3 million super PAC funded by outside special interests, but what we had was each and every one of you.
Well, Dunn, the Republican, says sure he'd like to be the guy in the lead at this point, but later ballots he thinks will trend in his direction. It was during an interview, though, with Como TV last night in Bellevue that Dunn's very pregnant wife, Paige, interrupted to say, honey, we gotta go. I'm having contractions.
You're having contractions right now?
Okay, we'll finish. Just give me a second. I'll finish up, okay? Yeah, keep going. It's all right. We have 2 seconds.
Okay, so no word yet if baby Dunn has arrived or if Reagan got any flack from Paige for his just wait a sec, honey, response, wow. Do you think? Oh, my. We're trying to find out about the baby for you. Reporting live, Carlene Johnson Como, News Radio.
Maria Cantwell was reelected to the U.S. Senate. She got over 59% of the vote.
We have a great state with great people and good ideas, and that's what I'm going to take with me to Washington, D.C. Thank you all very much.
Democrat Susan DelBene is the apparent winner in the first congressional district race, collecting more than 53% of the vote.
This is an incredibly diverse district, and they're going to elect a new member of Congress, and so it's been important to travel throughout this district and really listen.
Republican John Koster is waiting for the final vote tally before conceding, but he admitted last night was not his night. Koster generated controversy in the final days of the campaign with his comments about rape.
Overall, it was a good election for incumbent members of Congress from our state. All were reelected. In the 8th District, Dave Reichert got nearly 60% of the vote. Seattle Congressman Jim McDermott won easily again with nearly 80% of the vote. Also returning to Congress are Rick Larson, Adam Smith, Jamie Herrera Butler, and both Republican representatives from Eastern Washington. Newcomers elected are Democrat Denny Heck in the new 10th District and Democrat Derek Kilmer in the 6th District to take the seat held by Norm Dix.
And the head of the state Democratic Party is demanding detailed information about every ballot that was collected by political parties and campaign workers.
This is going to be a very close race for governor. We have close races in Washington State. It may come down to every ballot counting, and right now the Republicans can't tell us what happened, whose ballot they took and what happened to it.
Party chair Dwight Pelz is talking about reports that some Republican staffers were paid to collect ballots and deliver them to drop-off centers. Secretary of State Sam Reed sent a letter to both parties asking they keep close records of any ballot pickups.
If you're wondering about any other races, like the race for King County Sheriff, John Urquhart with 57% of the vote, go to comonews.com. We've got all the details for you right there.